I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else. Or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
The Burt Show.
She is being blackmailed, and the blackmailer is demanding action today. We just got this a couple of days ago. When I think of blackmail, I think of movies and TV shows.
I do too. Like, does this really happen in real life?
Well, clearly it does here. And we have an attorney on. She is not coming on with us. Tommy tried to email her back and get her to come on and couldn't get a response. So we're going to read her email in hopes that she is listening, and we'll listen to the attorney that we have coming on here in just a couple of seconds and can do something about it, because today's the day it's all going down. So this is the email that we received.
Good morning. I need some help urgently. I messed up beyond drastically and was unfaithful to my husband. Unfortunately, the person that I was having the romance with through text is now blackmailing me and demanding $10,000 for naughty pictures. Don't know how or where to start by reporting him to the police. He also has my Google email address and my home address. Please, please, hopefully your audience can give me some advice. Sincerely, desperately seeking help and full of shame. P.S. I have until Friday, according to his emails, that I will gladly provide if I need to.
So if we had her on, I'd be asking a whole bunch of different questions, like, is she nervous that these pictures are going to come out because he is going, or she is going to widely spread them? Is she nervous that the husband is going to find out because she hasn't told the husband yet?
I actually saw a story about this recently, and she's having a romance through text, and it's called sexploitation. It happened to somebody else, and they're not actually seeking like a relationship. They don't want to start an affair. They just want to get inappropriate pictures of you so they can blackmail you for $10,000. It had a tragic, tragic ending. And this father, on behalf of his son, is trying to raise awareness about this and trying to hunt down the people who did this so he can seek justice for his son.
I still feel like the internet is the wild, wild west when it comes to these kind of laws, and they're still trying to catch up. That's why we called an attorney, Noah Pines, who were hoping that if this is happening to you also, just sounds so dramatic to me, blackmail, that if it is happening to you, what can you do about it? Legally can you immediately do rather than wait for the pictures to come out and then react to them? Good morning, Noah.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. I appreciate you hitting us back. So in a case like this, what are her rights and what can she do?
Well, I read that, you know, I would have a lot of questions for her too. You know, does she send nude pictures, naughty pictures, and now he's like, if you don't pay me $10,000, I'm going to post him? Or is he saying, I'm going to expose you to your family as a cheater unless you send me the naughty pictures?
All right, so let's go down
it
both.
It can be read either way. Yeah, I mean, we'll go down both paths. First is, if you haven't sent pictures, don't send pictures. Okay, that's rule number one, is don't sext with people you don't know. I mean, it's even sexting in a committed relationship is dangerous because the other person has them, and committed relationships sometimes become uncommitted relationships. But, you know, sexting with a stranger, you don't know if it's a, you know, if you're sexting with a teenager, you don't know if you're sexting with a cop, or you don't know if you're sexting with a criminal. Mm-hmm. And I get calls every week. I mean, criminals are really creative. They target people on the internet who maybe aren't the most, you know, socially confident. They actually target people who are other, you know, registered sex offenders get targeted all the time from criminals. Criminals are lazy, and they want to pick the lowest hanging fruit. So if this person is having this conversation, this romance with the woman who emailed you, he's probably having it with at least 100 other women, if not 1,000. Because, you know, think about it. If you can sit at your computer, whether you're in the United States or another country, and you can make $10,000, mm-hmm. you know, one out of every 100 times, that's pretty good money.
This could be your full-time job.
Yeah. So, Noah, do you think this could potentially be a case of sextortion?
Yeah, no, I mean, so Georgia did pass a couple laws which prevent what, you know, they call it revenge porn. So there is a sextortion law. It's called sexual extortion. There's also a prohibition about posting, you know, even if like you consented to giving somebody the pictures, you can't revenge porn, you know, post those pictures on the internet. It could be a felony or a misdemeanor, depending on where you post it. You can't try to threaten to expose somebody by posting nude photos. That's sexual extortion. And then there's also a theft by extortion statute, which might cover everything too. So the first thing is, you know, obviously, if you haven't sent the pictures, don't send the pictures. If you have sent the pictures, call the police, report this person. Are they going to catch the person? You know, maybe, maybe not. But at least, you know, you'll get the police involved with it.
So the first thing she should do today, because just on this brief, the brief details we have in this email, he's saying, you got till Friday to pay me this 10 grand. What you're suggesting is she goes to the police and immediately tells whoever this is, I just want to let you know I went to the police.
No, I wouldn't necessarily tell the person. I would just go report it to the police. You know, maybe they've had complaints about this other, this person who's doing this, or you know, police are starting to get more involved in prosecuting these crimes. But think about it. It's an extortion just like anything else. I mean, just because it's from an internet conversation, it doesn't mean it's less of a crime to threaten to, you know, expose somebody for money.
No, you shouldn't have sent the pictures if you don't know the person, but in an attempt not to victim shame, you definitely should report, and hopefully the authorities can try to track down who this person is.
Correct. Yeah, and definitely not victim shaming. I'm just saying, you know, in a sort of protection,
yeah,
the whole protection is never send a picture. You know, and I talk to high school kids all the time about what, you know, what dangers they can get themselves into. And obviously with high school kids, you're looking at child pornography, because even though the age of consent in Georgia is 16, you can't have sexually explicit photos of anyone under the age of 18. So you can have sex at 16, but you can't have naked pictures of your partner until they're over 18. And you know, it's never a good idea to send, you know, to sex people. It's not. It's just, it's one of those things where it's never going to turn out good in the end. Maybe for a second it will, but especially if you don't know who the person is.
Sure.
So I have seen, you know, that's the timing of this, of email is, I don't know if you want to call it ironic or perfect, but I have seen more stories in the news about sextortion cases of young teenage boys. And didn't know, Bert, if you've heard of this, if you talked to Halls about this, because they're getting basically catfish via text, thinking it's a hot girl they're talking to, and then they're sending these photos, and then they're being extorted for money.
Yeah. So one scam that I hear like on a weekly basis is somebody will call me, they'll say, I was on a, you know, dating site, then we moved to text, and the person sent me a picture, and then the next day or a couple hours later, her quote father, you know, called me and said, and it's always the same thing. My daughter's under the age, you know, she's 16. I took her phone, I broke it, or I took her computer, I broke it. You need to pay me $1,500 or I'm going to call the cops. Or they'll pretend that a cop calls, and the cop will say, hey, the dad called me, he broke the phone. If you pay him $1,500, they'll go away. That happens like I mean, I've literally heard that same scam 300 times.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah. So more specifically here, Noah, and in the interest of time, then we got to wrap it up. But what can she do today? Is there anything she can do today, or she's screwed?
No, I mean, you know, is there really a time clock, or is it just, hey, I want this person to pay me? So that's question number one, right? It, you know, this could just be a threat that's trying to produce a payment. Don't send pictures. Don't send money. You know, it may require a conversation with her husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which probably should happen either way. But don't ever give in to a criminal. Go seek, you know, help of the police. Now, of course, you know, if she knew who was the person was, it'd be a lot easier. But chances are it's somebody catfishing her.
So legally, again, so she can... Can she call an attorney today who can send a text back to this guy and just want to let you and say something to the effect of just threaten him a little bit? Like, if you send that, there will be legal action.
You know, I don't know that I engage. The big question is, do you engage these people? And the answer is, unless you know exactly who it is, then you probably don't engage because it's an empty threat. And I'm not a big guy for empty threats. You know, oh, you know, legal action. What if the guy's in a different country? He's going to laugh. And that may actually
entice him to release the pictures.
Or do something to expose the person, you know, in either scenario. So, but if you knew a specific person, sure. But if it's just some person on the other end of a, you know, of a phone or computer, probably not what I would recommend.
All right, so I think we...
Tell your husband, go to the authorities.
Yeah, I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Exactly.
Just don't.
And don't sext.
And don't sext. That's it, right?
Exactly.
Well, I think we did a very worthy PSA, unfortunately.
I mean, I think everybody knows that, though, right? I mean, you know what the risks are once you send those out.
No,
you
not
you don't.
Not teenagers.
Yeah.
I think this is a valuable lesson for parents to talk to their kids about this. And I hate that this happened to her, that it had to be brought to the table like this, but it needed to be brought to the table.
Hey, Noah, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Anytime.
If you're looking for an attorney in this area right here, Noah Pines is your guy.
The Burt Show.